This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The showdown is officially a record breaker. Yay! Way to go, President Trump. I was hopeful for this. I was hopeful that it would be a record breaker. You guys know my stance on shutting down the government. I say, what's the big deal? Shut it down. Who cares? Oh, I know. There's some human carnage, right?
I know. 800,000 people aren't going to get a paycheck.
You know what? If you've been working in the government, making that kind of fat money, riding on the coattail of the American taxpaying public for a long time, I have no sympathy. You should have at least 6 months in the bank. I mean, you should have many, many things you can do to cut back. What happens to us? Who is us? Well, this us is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We are in the midst of the longest government shutdown in history. And you would think it's Armageddon. You would think the world is burning. Climate change has raised the levels of the sea levels up to the point where everything is flooded. Tsunamis and earthquakes and mudslides and tornadoes and hurricanes and whatever else are hitting the coastlines of all around the world, you know. But no, life goes on. You wouldn't know it to listen to these leftists, though. And boy, do we have people talking about how people are hurt. Ooh, man. Meanwhile, you know what's happening? The Democrats are in deep kimchi, deep doo-doo. They just found out. The FBI says, well, yeah, we decided to open up an investigation after Donald Trump fired James Comey because, well, he fired James Comey on the recommendation of Rod Rosenstein, the acting attorney general at the time. But we decided we needed to do more. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget, we planted those FBI helpers, those spies in his campaign, because we wanted to make sure the Russians didn't do anything to him. Meanwhile, we learned that John Brennan, Obama's former, at the time, director of the CIA, had taken a secret visit to Russia. Nobody knows why. Folks, welcome to 2019. Happy New Year. You are going to watch the Democrats burn. They're going to burn, and I don't know about you, I'm going to be roasting marshmallows as they do. Shut down, officially, the longest in history. I hope it goes on as long as it takes, because the Democrats are going to be taught a lesson. President Trump's going to keep it going, as he should. Do you want to know why? Because he's a trailblazer. I told you guys, as soon as he announced it, he was prepared to break it. He was prepared to make this the longest shutdown in history, and don't think for 1 second he doesn't have this resolve. But by the way, and I'll get to that in a second. While he was working, 30 Democrats flew to Puerto Rico so they could see Hamilton. You know, the play that's been put on by some minority kids. By the way, a play that sucks. And they put it on so they could spoof all of the white America to go see it. They fooled even conservatives to want to go see it. I remember when it first came out. I was like, man, black dudes doing a founding fight. Oh, my God. We gotta support this. I called the guy up. I was like, can I do an interview with you? I want to give as much, you know, props to this thing as we possibly can. And then I figured it out. They don't like us. They don't like the founding fathers. What a ruse. It's the Cats of Broadway. If you ever get a chance, go back and listen to my shows about Cats, because I went to see Cats 3 times. I had free tickets to Hamilton. They weren't going to cat me on that one. No. Oh, Kevin, you had a chance to see Hamilton and you didn't do it? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm not going to be in that list of people that go, oh, it was really interesting, and it was so good, and I mean, oh, it was amazing. You know, I don't quite understand it, but no, I'm not going to be that guy. Mm-mm. Cat sucked. Hamilton sucks. End of story. One of my buddies, Joe Piscopo, no, Kevin, I saw Hamilton. It was good. I said, Joe, stop. Just stop. You're not going to fool me, bro. Anyway, Donald Trump's working, in the White House, the Democrats fly to Puerto Rico to do a little little salsa, little gambling. Oh, and let's go see some Hamilton. Donald Trump canceled his trip to Davos, an official visit. Why? Because he said, I'm going to wait to see what the Democrats do on the border and on shutdown, you know, on this government shutdown, because this is a matter of national security. Is it a matter of national security? The things that the Democrats have said about this shutdown should have people never voting Democrat again in their entire lives. They don't care about your life. Haven't they proven that? Look at the amount of criminality the Democrats allow to occur, and they give every excuse in the world to the criminal. And you dare protect yourself. You dare kill a criminal trying to take your car or kill a criminal breaking into your house, and you find yourself under more scrutiny than the criminal. They prefer that person's life over yours. That person has a reason, an excuse. Hey, you didn't have a wall. You made it easy. Man, I got to tell you, today, in analyzing the news cycle, I can't recall a day where I heard with my own ears or saw with my own eyes Democrats just going off the rail. Haven't seen it. Anyway, it reminds me of what Emperor Yamamoto said during after they bombed Pearl Harbor, the Japanese. He says, I fear that all we've done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve. That's what he said after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and he was correct. Democrats have a serious problem, folks. Trump knows why he fights. They don't know why they fight. See, they're all over on the issues. Donald Trump has resolve. It has been clear. 100% of the people know Donald Trump wants a wall. He understands that it will make America great because it's going to solve a lot of problems. It's a problem that we've allowed to be kicked down the can for down the road, kicking the can for decades, and he's going to solve it because he has resolve. And he has only one mission, and it is to protect American citizens. Ask the Democrats what they want. I will play you clips today that will blow your mind. You will go, these people represent us? Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. This is a day where we will showcase more craziness, and I hope you show people this, get them to listen to this on demand, KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We now have an actual humanitarian crisis on the border that only underscores the need to drop the politics and fix our immigration system once and for all. In recent weeks, we've seen a surge of unaccompanied children arrive at the border, brought here and to other countries by smugglers and traffickers. The journey is unbelievably dangerous for these kids. The children who are fortunate enough to survive it will be taken care of while they go through the legal process, but in most cases that process will lead to them being sent back home. I've sent a clear message to parents in these countries not to put their kids through this.
That was Barack Obama in 2014 on the border crisis. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about the shutdown, talking about border security, talking about resolve, talking about why you get behind something. What stirs the emotions in you that says, I want to back this, I want to do this or that. And we have a peculiar leader, somebody that probably most people didn't really realize could lead the way that he leads, and the fact that President Trump is indeed that leader. not the most eloquent of people, nor is Kevin Jackson, the radio host, but he still gets it done. And I always come back to that. I come back to, look, I'd love for this guy to have the poise of Ronald Reagan when he speaks and the ability to get people and the, you know, use that little, well, you know, comedic, you know, boom, and then get you, right? He doesn't have that. But he has something very different. He has a level of resolve, a level of, I know the direction we need to go. And I'm just telling you, there's nothing better than that. If you're going to follow a leader, it's not even always that he has to be right. It's that he has to be committed. There's a thing in the military called a suicide mission. And they'll say, taking this bridge, you know, blowing up this bridge is so important, or taking this hill is so important. We must do it. And it's a suicide mission. I mean, because it's almost impossible. You have everything against you, but you got to do it. And there are people in the military who go, I'll go. And you think, it's really silly. How can a leader convince people that you may go to your death? Because it's important. It's that important. And there are people who get it. And see, what the Democrats are doing is they're saying, yeah, we realize it's important, but we're not willing to die on that hill. And Donald Trump says, I'll die on that hill. See, I understand it. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that goes, we got to do this? Well, let's do it. I don't know if you guys watch these TV shows like Heroes of This or whatever, or you watch somebody get a Medal of Honor pinned on them. You know why it's such an honor? Because there's so few people who have the resolve, who say, I'm going to stick with this because I know what's right. I know that my eventual actions are going to save many, many more lives. So, yes, I'm willing to sacrifice a squad of 6 men because of how many lives we'll save. How many stories like this do we know? How many movies get made about people like this? Versus how many movies get made about people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who don't know where they stand because their resolve depends on who's in office or what the politics are of the day. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. I hope you get this on demand. You tell other people about the program because you know what? It's a waste of time otherwise. We've got to make sure that a generation of kids understands what it means to be a conservative. Nothing wrong with who we are and what we do. In fact, it's quite right. I don't want to get all musical, but if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Oh, man. It's always funny because my producers, they don't know half the song references I make. You cherins, you youngsters, you snowflakes. We're going to talk about snowflakes later in the broadcast. Something The Rock said. Loving you is wrong. As they said in, what was it, the movie with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. It was Arsenio Hall is acting as the preacher. Oh, man. See, I said earlier, Democrats have a serious problem because they don't know why they fight. Democrats fight. Somebody comes to them and says, hey, today we're going to fight over this issue. And they go, okay, great. They go, we're going to fight over the border, the seriousness of what's going on at the border, and the fact that there's a shutdown because Donald Trump wants to build a wall. And he's saying that, you know, they shouldn't be sending these kids thousands of miles to come to our sovereign territory. And we've got to make sure that countries understand that we are sovereign territory in this. And you know, it's just not right. And somebody goes, but isn't that what Barack Obama said in 2014? You, sir, need to shut up. Someone get rid of him. Get him out of the room. You know, but wait a minute. I'm just asking a question because, in 2014, we were fighting for this. We understood it. We didn't want these kids to be separated because they were coming making this trek. And the president at the time said that we needed to protect our border. It presented a crisis. Oh, well, so what? Times have changed. What's changed? I'd ask any leftist listening to the program, please explain to me what's changed. What's changed about America? We have people who pay taxes. They are citizens of this country. Their money is what funds everything. We have a government that works for us. And then we have representatives who say, no, 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 we don't work for you. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to protect you. We can protect the people at the border. We will protect drug dealers, terrorists, sex traffickers, gangbangers. And, oh, don't forget children being separated from their parents over you and also over the people who legally want to get into this country. And they don't give a rat's behind what you think about it. And you wonder why Trump goes, this is crazy. This is crazy. Trump knows what he's fighting for. Morihei Ueshiba said this, a true warrior is invincible because he or she contests with nothing. Defeat means to defeat the mind of contention that we harbor within. And let me translate after you. For Trump, there is no fight here. This is about right versus wrong. He's not fighting against the left. He's like, he finds them laughable. There's no fight here. He doesn't have a contest. For him, this is no contest. This is the inevitability of what he must do. Let me put it in ways that maybe it'll help you understand it even better. You're a mother or a father, and somebody threatens your child, like to kill him or whatever. You're willing to jump in front of the bullet. You're willing to fight to the death to protect your child. You want to know why? There is no contention. There's not a contest. There's nothing to even think about when it comes to the fight. That's what Donald Trump has on his side. The mind of contention that we harbor within is what the Democrats have, not us. We understand right versus wrong. We understand why we're asking for this, and it's not mean-spirited against anybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
The longest partial government shutdown in U.S. history is now in its 25th day. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the president is not budging when it comes to a wall.
I think he understands what most Americans understand, that it's ludicrous to think that you can secure a 1,900-mile border without barriers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, Kevin, this is Adrian from Salem, Oregon. I just have a little note for President Trump. President Trump, hold firm on your border wall. Don't let the laxative using left soften your intestinal fortitude. Don't let the building pressure of the gas-filled Senate swamp push you into the deal that doesn't keep the human waste that's being dumped on American doorsteps from every s-hole country that flushes their unwanted onto our border. Clinch down on the ever-growing tapeworm of chain migration. All citizens born here or who have moved here want to keep the U.S., the sweet land of liberty, free and fair for me and you. I will always hold the red, white, and blue over my head for all to see proudly. God bless America. God bless you, President Trump.
I am indeed in the process of meeting with the president, and I will keep you guys posted on that. So I don't know if I can pass along your message, but I'll do the best that I can. My meeting has to do with education, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, and we're talking about this freak show of the Democrats that has to do with protecting us. And I put it in the context of resolve, that President Trump is something that the Democrats don't understand because they too lack resolve. It's all politically motivated. They're convoluted in their own minds about what they really want because it's the flavor of the day. It's what brings us the most money or the most power. That's it. If you want to know how to deal with the Democrats, just ask yourself what gives them more power or more money. And look at one of those motivations or both, and you'll understand how they react. It was I'm going to talk about resolve today because it's something that I have a lot of. I try to teach it. I don't know that you can teach it. I think you can. I've certainly worked on it with my sons, my youngest son. I swear that's going to be the most well-adjusted kid with the most resolve of anybody I know because he's truly getting a lesson in it daily. I can't describe it. Other three sons, you know, I was too busy trying to make a living. Now, I'm not trying to say I didn't father them right. I think I did an amazing job as a father. They may disagree, but I believe that. And I'm, even though I don't try to proclaim myself to be the Cosby dad, which I don't even know if you should say that anymore. But with my youngest son, I definitely have spent a lot of time making sure this kid understands things and he can get rid of all the issues and understand how not to burden his mind with contention and just focus on what's right. And he'll say and do things and make me go, boy, I don't even think you're mine. Even though he looks just like me. But I really do make sure, and so does mom, make sure that he understands, hey, you got, there are things that are worth fighting for, I guess is the best way to put it. But I've watched Donald Trump, and he does this the same way. You know, he's got a, I don't want to call it a one-track mind because that sounds negative, but when it's right, you should go in that direction. Does that make sense? I think it does. Anyway, many of these people are freaking out, these leftists. They want us to believe that Trump is on the wrong path. I was listening to, I'm going to play a couple of these. I'm just shocked at what these people say. Like, here's a, which one should we start with? Berman, or let's do Berman. Well, I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to play this real quick. Berman just says that Donald Trump won't build the wall.
From Cleveland, here's Avery Freeman, a civil rights attorney and law professor, and in New Orleans, a criminal defense attorney, Richard Herman. All right, good to see you in the Big Easy, but, you know, even though the president says this is the easy way out, Richard,
yeah.
Is it the president insisting an emergency declaration over the border wall 100% legal? Is he right?
Well, he's right. I mean, there's been 58 declared emergencies since 1978, Fred.
That's
but
right.
The great
right.
Bloviator and deflector will never do it this time because in reality, in the real world, not the Twilight Zone, in reality, there is no crisis. There is no national emergency. And this will be the first time Congress will seek to overturn a national emergency if Trump decides to call it. He's doing it to bluff. He's doing it to bluff Congress into making a deal for him. There's no way, Fred, he's going to actually do it. It's just a threat. It's a bloviation and a deflection from Mueller and Cohen.
The last part of that's what really got me. Was where, I introduced it wrong. He was saying that the Donald Trump won't use national security to build the wall. He's right. He won't have to. He's also right because the Democrats don't want it. I said this a while back, a couple broadcasts ago. I said the Democrats don't want Trump to declare national security because it will highlight that there is a national security crisis at the border. That's why they're telling, oh, there's no crisis. I played a clip earlier of Barack Obama saying it is a crisis. There are many others, many videos circulating of all these Democrats talking about, we got to plug the border. The border must be plugged. We got to stop it. Until what? Till it's time to stop it? But anyway, I want to get to the last part of what he said. Bloviating, he says. It's a bluff. It's a threat. And I'm going to play another clip of CNN where they're talking about, Cuomo, and he says, you don't know which way the president's going to go. Is it this? Is it that? Is it this? Is it? Yeah, exactly. Is it this? Is it that? You don't know. It's exactly the way he negotiates. You don't know which way he's coming. But he says, Congress will overturn it, and he says it's a bluff, it's a threat, it's bloviation, the bloviator in chief. See, they have to make you believe he's a bloviator. Yeah, most people got to go look that word up that listen to CNN. Ooh, bloviator. Yeah, liar. The liar doesn't work. Simple word. He's a liar. No. You know what they figured out about Trump with the lying? They said, yeah, he may have a propensity to not state things exactly as they are, but he's not lying. They figured it out. It's Trump speak. I told you guys this from the very beginning. I said Trump has Trump speak. If you don't know how to listen to him, you think he's lying to you. Because he'll say, yeah, I think we got to do it. I mean, it's something that we probably got to do. Maybe it's one of those things. You may want to do it. Probably should. And people go, he says he's going to do it. No, he didn't. He gave you all kinds of rationale. Or maybe he will. Maybe he won't. You got to listen to him differently. And it is a good negotiation technique because he's saying, look, he's in effect saying, I could agree with you, but then I could not. It's a lot of wiggle room. It may seem slimy to some, but it isn't slimy because here's what Trump has done every single time. He's told you his position. Trump will tell you, we're going to build a wall. And I'm going to get Mexico to pay for it. And then everything after that, he's like, I didn't say how. I didn't tell you they're going to write me a check. I told you we're going to build a wall and they're going to eventually pay for it. End of story. And then look, he's a liar. Mexico's not paying for it. What's he talking about? No, That's Trump, quintessential Trump. You said Mexico is going to pay for it. Yeah, but I didn't say how. You said we're going to build a wall. Yes, we will build a wall. And it's being built. They're replacing barriers. I mean, it's funny. God, it drives me crazy because, like, Ann Coulter continually jumps on Trump for building a wall. What more can you ask of this dude to build a wall? I mean, what? This man has done everything he's, and I'm not trying to make a commercial for him. I don't really, I mean, honestly, I don't care. But it's like, will you cut the dude some slack? Holy cow, we've gone decades watching immigrants, illegals pour into this country, and a guy finally wants to do something, and then people go, oh, oh, oh. But I want to get back to the last part of what he said before we run out of time. So he talked about deflection. He said it's deflection away from Mueller and Cohen. Now, I have written ad nauseum and talked about it the other day. Ad nauseum, leftists, when are you going to give this up? There is, Trump has zero fear of anything Manafort says. He has zero fear of anything Michael Cohen says. What? When do you give this up? When we force them to give this up, I cannot wait for what happens with the rhetoric. I want you to think about every single time these people come on air, they talk about impeaching this man. They talk about impugning him. They call him a liar. They call him a bloviator. They call him a bluffer. They call him all these different things. And Donald Trump just marches along and gets it done. I want you to imagine you're a leftist. You're throwing a cocktail party, you know, or you're at one, or some big gala, or whatever, and you're looking for ways to be mad at this guy. You're looking for ways. Somebody puts a bug in your, he's not compassionate enough to the kids that died at the border. He's not compassionate to the kids that died at the border. And then you find out that Nancy Pelosi doesn't care about American citizens dying. We have that clip. I'll play it. It's too long to play right now, but we'll come in with it in the next segment. They don't care. It's going to be a rude awakening for so many leftists when they find out exactly what their party is about. You got
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A national emergency.
Yes, yeah.
To you, is this a possible way out of this standoff with the president? Or how would the House react? How would you react if you were to go this route?
Well, if and when the president does that, you'll find out how we will react. But I'm not going to that place now. But I think the president will have problems on his own side of the aisle exploiting the situation in a way that enhances his power, but not to go there. Let's see what he does. Right now, there is a path. Open up government. Let's have this discussion on where we can agree on the best ways to protect our borders, to secure our borders, to do so in a way that honors our values. And the president's going to the border. Now he's saying maybe the trip isn't necessary. He goes and comes. But let me just close by saying this. Clearly, there's a disparity of shared values here. In terms of respecting the dignity and worth of everyone, being concerned about every death that happens because we live in an imperfect world, and that's very sad. But it is not a justification for having more children die in custody or be separated from their families. We aren't going into that discussion, taking babies out of the arms of their parents. As a mother of five and grandmother of nine, I find that appalling. They find it normal.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. On so many levels, this thing could be picked apart, this statement made by Pelosi. It's really interesting if you listen to it closely. And on the radio, the only way you can do it is if you download the podcast at kjradio.com or Spreaker, iTunes, or whatever, and you listen. But listen to what Nancy Pelosi says. By the way, it is the Kevin Jackson Show. And if you want to call us, 844-551-8255. But here's what Nancy says. She says if he does, meaning if he does invoke a national emergency for national security reasons, and he says we're going to build a wall, we'll show you how we react. Empty threat. They can't do anything. There's nothing they can do. But then she says, she goes, that would be, and she says it in passing, you know, as a way for him to enhance his powers. Enhance his powers? Those are the powers given to Barack Obama. I haven't done this. I was going to research and find out. How many times did Barack Obama go around Congress? I dare you to research it. If you're a leftist listening to this program, I don't have an answer. But I'll tell you this. I dare you to research how many times Barack Obama went around Congress or threatened to go around Congress, and the left pretty much went, it is okay. The only people who complain were Republicans, and they complained for the right reasons, because when Barack Obama wanted to go around Congress, it wasn't because it was for the betterment of America, the security of America. It was because he wanted to get Obamacare, an unconstitutional thing done. He did it with DACA through whatever the president can issue. He did that with DACA. It was unconstitutional. Trump tried to undo it, and they said he can't do it. I mean, I could go on. Donald Trump has said, I want to work with Congress and all these things, and the left won't let it happen because they can't. They don't want this man to be successful. When I talk about success, forget the monetary success and all these other things that we hold near and dear. Forget those. Let me tell you, the success of Donald Trump is in stealing away some of these things that Democrats over the decades have made themselves out to be. They've said they're humanitarian. They watch as citizens of this country die. Then they transfer and say, which is what Nancy Pelosi did, and say, oh, look, it's a shared values is what she talked about. She says every death that has occurred, talking about American citizens dying, is because we live in an imperfect world. That's how she rationalizes the death caused by illegals in this country. And then she says, but that's not a justification for having more children die and having babies ripped out of the arms of their parents. Now I want you to understand just how sinister that comment is. Nancy Pelosi wants you to say the death of American citizens, while tragic, doesn't really mean anything. But when these kids die at the border because their parents stupidly come thousands of miles hoping to get into the sovereign territory of a country, and we don't let them in, and for whatever reason, those tragic deaths occur, that's on us. I want you to understand that's what she wants you to believe. Now, the good news for us is Donald Trump gets it. Donald Trump says, I'm willing to play those odds. I'm willing to play chicken on that issue. I'm willing to play chicken on the issue that the American people care more about the death of Americans, the raping of Americans, the robbing and otherwise violent acts that occur against Americans because of sex traffickers, gang leaders, terrorists, etc. I'm willing to make that bet that they'll trade that off over the death of babies or having children ripped out of the arms of their parents. I think they see through that. That's what I say. There's a saying by a lady named Ella Wheeler Wilcox, and she says, there's no chance, no destiny, no fate that can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul. I believe that. I believe it in my heart. I've told many people. I was in a meeting not too long ago with some folks, and we were talking about getting something accomplished, and they were kind of wishy-washy. And I looked at them, and I said, guys, stop. I said, let me have you understand something. We, my team, we will get this done, with or without you. There was bickering. They were like, well, yeah, people don't like to work together. I go, look, that's fine. I brought you into a meeting to explain to you what we're going to do to see who's on board. Whoever is on board to make that happen, you've just joined the winning team. Those of you who don't, no problem. I'm not mad at you. We shake hands, you go. But this is not a question of, are we going to implement this project? Absolutely, we're going to implement the project. We're just seeing who's on board. Look, my team, we've done Herculean tasks because of just the resolve. And the reason why I keep talking about this is because I want you to understand there are people out there who feel this way. There are people out there who have the type of resolve of Donald Trump, and that's why we're winning. That's why we're going to win in 2020. That's why we're going to win in 2022 and 2024. I'm not going to go much farther than that because I may not have any more energy. But I'm going to put all my energy into making the things happen that I'm talking about, and that's what Donald Trump is doing. And Descartes, who I love to quote, said this, divide each difficulty into as many parts as is feasible and necessary to resolve it. And what Donald Trump did, this is why I talk about this on immigration. That's exactly what he's done. This guy is attacking illegals on every front. He's attacking it on the job front. Union guys are out here, man. Oh, the government is shut down. They're all just out there pontificating. They are happy that Donald Trump is addressing this issue. Donald Trump's addressing it from the drug perspective. He's addressing it from the entitlement perspective and what it's costing this economy. But more importantly, he's saying the foundation of everything that I'm laying, all these other things that are going on congruent in parallel to what's happening with this border wall and the shutdown, all hinges on the idea that we plug our porous border. And he's making sure that happens. And I got to tell you, it's masterful to watch because I see these people losing their minds over this. Here's another clip.
Let's just start off with the first obvious question. Jennifer Granholm, do you think the president should declare a national emergency?
No, of course not. I mean, there isn't a national emergency. It would just
contribute to... Get the government back open. If he doesn't.
Oh, well, that's an emergency, but that's an emergency of his making.
But I'm saying if he declares a national emergency, Jen, you'd probably get the shutdown over like that.
Okay, but you declare a national emergency and then you set a precedent that says that anytime the president doesn't get his way, he can go around Congress and declare a national emergency. Can you imagine how Republicans would view that if a Democratic president said, hey, we've got a national emergency on gun violence. I want to appropriate a bunch of money to Chicago to help that. Or we've got a national emergency on climate change or on health care. That is such a terrible precedent, and none of the national emergencies that have been declared since the act that you described in 1976 have been about anything like this, going around Congress because the president doesn't get his way.
Rick.
Terribly dangerous.
So I could show you ways that Barack Obama got around climate change. He didn't really have to because the government wanted all this green energy stuff. Donald Trump had to take all that stuff out. And she mentioned... How? What if somebody wanted gun control? Well, we have this thing called the Second Amendment. It doesn't allow someone to unilaterally go, I'm going to issue an executive order on gun control. It would be unconstitutional. And look, I could pick that thing apart. The issue I want to make is that when Donald Trump says it is a matter of national security, they then freak out. And it is a matter of national security.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.